DeepEnglish.com.
There are places on this planet full of turmoil where armies wage war against each other. Are there places on this planet full of turmoil? Yes, there are places on this planet full of turmoil. Are there places on this planet where armies wage war against each other? Yes, there are places on this planet where armies wage war against each other. But what many people don't know is that another kind of army exists, and they don't shoot guns. What do many people not know? Many people don't know that another kind of army exists, and they don't shoot guns. An army of nuns rescues victims of human trafficking around the world. Who rescues victims of human trafficking around the world? An army of nuns rescues victims of human trafficking around the world. They do this by disguising themselves as prostitutes and laborers. How do they do this? They do this by disguising themselves as prostitutes or laborers. Human trafficking happens when people are taken against their will. When does human trafficking happen? Human trafficking happens when people are taken against their will. Often, they are sold into sexual slavery or forced labor. Are they often sold into sexual slavery or forced labor? Yes, they are often sold into sexual slavery or forced labor. It's estimated that 1% of the world population, more than 70 million people, have been victims of human trafficking. What percent of the world population have been victims of human trafficking? 1% of the world population has been victims of human trafficking. The army of nuns sheds their traditional religious clothing and wears the typical clothing of prostitutes or laborers. What does the army of nuns wear? The army of nuns wears the typical clothing of prostitutes and laborers. This disguise allows them to access some of the most dangerous brothels and working conditions in the world. What does this disguise allow them to do? This disguise allows them to access some of the most dangerous brothels and working conditions in the world. Once they're inside, they can help trapped and abused people escape. What can they do once they're inside? Once they're inside, they can help trapped and abused people escape. They work for as little as 2 cents a day to uncover abuses and help people escape. How much money do they work for? They work for as little as 2 cents a day. They also raise money to buy the freedom of children and women who've been sold into sexual slavery. What do they raise money for? They raise money to buy the freedom of children and women who've been sold into sexual slavery. There are more than 1,000 of these religious sisters working in over 80 countries. How many of these religious sisters are there? There are more than 1,000 of these religious sisters. How many countries do they work in? They work in over 80 countries. In these places, some of the world's most desperate families sometimes sell their own children into slavery. What do some of the world's most desperate families sometimes do? Some of the world's most desperate families sometimes sell their own children into slavery. The nuns call themselves Talitha Kum, which means arise child in Aramaic, an ancient Mideast language. What does Talitha Kum mean? Talitha Kum means arise child in Aramaic, an ancient Mideast language. The phrase Talitha Kum is taken from a story in the Bible about Jesus bringing a young girl back to life. Where is the phrase Talitha Kum taken from? the phrase Talitha cum is taken from a story in the Bible about Jesus bringing a young girl back to life. Most people would say that the Talitha cum religious sisters are modern-day heroes and that we need more people like them, but not everyone agrees. Does everyone agree that the Talitha cum religious sisters are modern-day heroes? No, not everyone agrees that the Talitha cum religious sisters are modern-day heroes. Christina Arnold of Prevent Human Trafficking says that the nuns might actually be interfering with the fight against trafficking. What does Christina Arnold of Prevent Human Trafficking say about the nuns? Christina Arnold of Prevent Human Trafficking says that the nuns might actually be interfering with the fight against trafficking. People have their hearts in the right place, she said. What do people have in the right place? People have their hearts in the right place. But when the nuns purchase children to save them from human trafficking, they're actually perpetuating the trade. What happens when the nuns purchase children to save them from human trafficking? When the nuns purchase children to save them from human trafficking, they are actually perpetuating the trade. When the nuns buy children, they are putting money into the very thing they are working against. Are they putting money into the very thing they are working against? Yes, they are putting money into the very thing they are working against. They are giving people who sell children a reason to keep doing it. What are they giving people who sell children? They are giving people who sell children a reason to keep doing it. It sounds like a good idea, but it's actually a ludicrous one, she said. Did she say it's a good idea? No, she didn't say it's a good idea. She said it sounds like a good idea, but it's actually a ludicrous one. What do you think? Are the nuns heroic, or are they just making things worse?